Mark Andrews produced no reportable moments this week. The Baltimore Banner's joint practice coverage from Minnesota names the receivers who caught the ball and the defenders who took it away, and Andrews appears in none of it, per Gianna Hahn's account. Tony Lombardi's two-day notes at Russell Street Report likewise carry no Andrews rep. He sat Saturday's 13-3 win over the Vikings with the rest of the veterans, and the tight end production in that game belonged to Josh Cuevas, who started and caught three passes from the reserves, per Quentin Corpuel at the team's site. Context makes the silence read a particular way, and honesty requires both halves of it. The whole offense had a bad week. Brian Flores's blitzes won both joint practice days against the first unit and the second, per Lombardi. So no Baltimore pass catcher stacked much of anything, and a quiet Andrews week inside a quiet offensive week is weak evidence about Andrews specifically. But last week's reporting from Jonas Schaffer at the Banner had already described his camp receiving production as limited, with uncorrected drops, and the thing our June preview said would decide his season was simple: whether the new offense feeds him targets after a year in which his volume collapsed to about four looks a game. Another week without a single reported catch does not refute that concern. The roster around him is unchanged. He remains the lone returning tight end in an inexperienced room, which still guarantees snaps whenever the real games start. What to watch? Whether Andrews plays or draws targets against Washington on Saturday, the last live data point before rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.